It is January 27th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Thank you to all who replied to my request to help one of my Eagle Scouts who was recently laid off on the West Coast and is looking for new opportunities in the climate tech and sustainability space. You are all such great people, and I appreciate you immensely for the good you do in this world. One of the other scouts who went to Japan worked with JLN briefly before getting a job in the publishing world. Another scout who you helped go to the World Scout Jamboree and who interned with us during a trip to IDX several years ago works in the sustainability field. His firm does testing of sites that are being cleaned up. Conservatives used to believe in the market. Ted Cruz's latest resolution to the Senate is not a market-based solution, but a senator-based solution to add vending machines in the Capitol complex that accept cryptocurrencies. So much for faith in the U.S. dollar. I am in Xenia, Ohio this morning on my way to West Virginia to see my daughter, who turned 25 today. It is hard to believe I have two offspring older than 25, but then I'm old. Randy Myers is starting a new position as head of crypto at Trading Technologies. Randy is a former partner at Geneva Trading, among other stops during his career. Sam Bankman-Fried's dog is trained to attack would-be assailants with a secret code word, Business Insider reported. The dog's name is Sandor. Yes, that is correct, Sandor. And the code word for the dog to attack is reportedly Ameribor. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, the headline, Western tanks give Ukraine a fighting chance. The agreement between the U.S. and Germany is a critical step towards helping Ukraine regain lost ground. After weeks of diplomatic hand-wringing, the U.S. and Germany have decided to send battle tanks to Ukraine, a critical step toward helping the country take back territory seized by Russian forces during last year's invasion. While President Joe Biden and Europe's leaders deserve credit for maintaining solidarity with Ukraine, they should remain mindful of the risks of deeper Western involvement in the war. My comment, if the conflict was looking like World War I in places, tanks will change that. Here's a story from Yahoo News. The headline, extremely disconcerting, NIH didn't track U.S. funds going to Chinese virus research, watchdog finds. The National Institutes of Health failed to provide adequate oversight of an American organization that funded controversial research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, according to a new government report that is sure to raise new questions about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. My comment, yes, there are still questions to ask and answers we are seeking. Here's a story from Insider. The headline, Anthony Scaramucci says he bought Sam Bankman-Fried a suit for their Middle East fundraising tour and that trip sparked FTX's downfall. Weeks before FTX's downfall, Anthony Scaramucci was worried that Sam Bankman-Fried's famously casual dress sense could backfire on a fundraising trip to the Middle East. Scaramucci told Insider he bought the then FTX CEO a suit from Bloomingdale's to help impress investors. Insider talked to Scaramucci over Zoom about his relationship with Sam Bankman-Fried ahead of the launch of Scaramucci's new podcast, Open Book. My comment, I wonder if he went to Men's Warehouse for SBF. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story Thursday was Bloomberg's NYSE mayhem traced to a staffer who left a backup system running. Second was Pritzker says he's sorry Ken Griffin left Chicago from Crane Chicago Business. If you read the story, you'll note that that's not exactly an apology. And a close third was the New Yorker's What's the Matter with Men, which suggests that American men are falling behind women in education, employment, and other things. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a story from Bloomberg. The headline, ICE to start rival gas market in London to sidestep EU price cap. New market will help traders manage risk exposure, ICE says. EU's temporary gas price cap can be triggered from February 15th. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. will open a parallel natural gas market in London to help traders cope with any potential disruptions caused by the European Union's new rules to prevent extreme price swings. It will offer Dutch title transfer facility futures and options on the ICE Futures Europe Exchange from February 20th, 5 days after the EU's temporary price cap takes effect, according to a statement. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, We Hacked the Hackers. Hive ransomware seized in global sting. U.S. says group targeted more than 1,500 victims in 80 countries. Justice Department coordinated with German Dutch authorities. Hive ransomware was seized after a joint U.S.-German law enforcement crackdown that thwarted $130 million in demands for payment from more than 1,500 victims around the world, according to law enforcement authorities. The FBI penetrated the group's website starting in July, captured its decryption keys, and offered them to victims in 80 countries, which included hospitals, schools, financial firms, and critical infrastructure, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. then coordinated with law enforcement in Germany and the Netherlands. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Meme stock groups have raised $5 billion in 2 years since trading frenzy. Cash bonanza enabled by retail investors fails to boost beneficiaries' performance. Companies at the center of the meme stock mania that began 2 years ago have raised a collective $4.7 billion U.S. dollars from the hype, according to calculations by the Financial Times, even as the windfall has done little to boost their performance. The eight stocks have also gained a combined $7.5 billion in market capitalization since the retail trading frenzy at the start of 2021. On January 28th of that year, the popular U.S. broker Robinhood outraged customers by limiting their ability to buy those companies' shares, causing their prices to suddenly plunge. Thank you for listening to the John Lillian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.